Carolinum, the cradle of science. Knowledge of science leads the soul to virtues, and virtue leads to eternal bliss. When thus the famous Charles, King of Romans and of Bohemia, saw the great benefit which the study of wisdom and virtue brings, he confirmed by his royal charter the foundation of a Studium Generale in the city of Prague, being moreover convinced that beauties of the spirit are more remarkable and noble than those of nature or fortune. The Chronicle of Francis of Prague, 1354. The oldest Central European university, Universitas Carolina, founded by Charles IV in 1348, has long been a cradle of science and education. It brought together personalities of old and recent times, people we are about to encounter on our journey. Ever since the university's foundation, the seven liberal arts taught here included astronomy, as well as arithmetic, geometry, and logic. There is thus no better place to start our journey than the small courtyard in front of Carolinum's current main entrance. Behind and around it stretches a large compound whose heart is formed of the oldest college of the Prague University, the Collegium Caroli, nowadays known as Carolinum. It is a still-functional monument of Czech and European university history. At medieval universities, life took place largely in colleges, closed compounds which housed the students and masters and offered space for teaching, study, and rest, as well as ceremonies and special occasions. In the early days of the university, Charles's college was not the only one. Numerous colleges were attracting students and masters from all over Europe, and according to chroniclers, contemporaries complained that after the university was founded, living expenses in the town went up. About 30 meters left of the main entrance, we should note a charming Gothic bay window of the Great Hall, Aula Magna, with the original university chapel. At about the same distance to the right, under an archway, we can see a more recent building adjoining a much older one. In the 19th century, its first floor housed the Institute of Experimental Physics, which was for many years headed by Ernst Mach, 1838 to 1916, a key personality of modern physics and theory of knowledge. A plaque with a bust and symbols of mathematics and physics reminds us that Mach's criticism of Newtonian mechanics, expressed in Mach's principle, strongly influenced Albert Einstein and presaged relativistic physics.